Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Rave podcast, part of the Rave Radio podcast network. And I have a special guest today, joined by James Beckham. And a lot of you know James. What you may not know is James was just named as the 2016 winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award by NSCA, the National Systems Contractor Association. James, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well today.
Well, you and I go back a long way, but I don't go back quite as long as you do in the industry. And first of all, I wanted to congratulate you on the award. You're a humble guy, so I know that you probably accepted it with hesitation. But I'll tell you, the industry has certainly appreciated your contributions, and also your time in the industry is honorable and something that I think a lot of people would love to attain. So congratulations for the honor.
Thank you very much.
So for those of you who want to learn more about James, head on over to our website. We've got an article about him being named as a Lifetime Achievement Award winner at ravepubs.com. But James, so I wanted to ask you some random questions because you've been in the industry, I believe, since 75 or 76, right?
76, yes, sir.
1976. And you basically worked for the same company the entire time, haven't you?
I have. Right. It's a started out as a family business, or was a family business when I moved in 76, and we had one Muzak franchise in Amarillo. And my father-in-law had just purchased Audio Video, which had been around since 1946, incorporated in 58. And they had always been the arch rival to Muzak in the sound contracting world. And he had purchased Audio Video a few months before I came in and was trying to figure out just how to incorporate that or how to handle it, because it was in a bit of a mess. So we had two corporations there in Amarillo with really a total of about 6 employees.
And were, at that time, what was the primary business? Was it just distributed music, or was there other stuff that you were doing?
Well, on the Muzak side, they were doing the background music and doing a lot of what we call sound contracting, doing small sound systems, doing a lot of intercom systems for supermarkets, fast food, doing drive-through systems, that sort of thing. Then on the audio video side, they were doing school intercom, nurse calls, the traditional sound contracting things. They had the Duquesne line at that point.
So there was a little bit of crossover in the sound side, but it sounds like they sort of had, sounds like the two companies sort of had a following that was slightly different. So when was the big growth? When did you see the big, was it when the projectors came out? Was it when video was more standardized because of the VCR or VHS? Or like, what was the big thing that you remember making a sort of a substantial shift change where you saw things change in your whole business model?
Well, for us, the big shift came when we began to buy more Muzak franchises. Because Muzak gave us that recurring monthly revenue that is so famous. You know, everybody needs the RMR to help subsidize all the other things you do. So we bought a Muzak franchise of a similar size in Lubbock, Texas. A couple of years later, we bought Oklahoma City, which was a city 4 times the size of Amarillo. And then we bought Albuquerque, and we bought Tucson. So we were using that recurring monthly revenue model to dramatically increase the revenue to that corporation. But at that point, we had really merged the two corporations into one operation, into one business facility. But they were still functioning as two separate corporations and continued to do that forever. But that gave us the flexibility then to grow the systems integration, or what became now known as systems integration, but then it was a sound contracting business. Because we had the flexibility of having that recurring revenue coming in, and we were using the sound contracting technicians to do the service work for Muzak. So Muzak had no employees. Instead, it contracted out all the work to audio video. Well, that gave revenue for audio video. It gave the ability to hire more technicians and train more people very easily and very smoothly because of that recurring revenue model. And then we took on and got licensed to do security systems in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And that spurred an incremental growth. Actually, more an incremental growth, it's more logarithmic growth as security grew and we began to hire a different type of technician, a different quality of technician. And as that growth was happening on the audio video side, we came to a fork in the road where we came to the realization that we needed a higher caliber of technician even than we had then, because we could see everything was moving toward networking and we needed a different level of technician. And so we made a conscious decision to raise our salary scale, raise our pay scale across the board for all of our technical staff. And it let us hire a different quality of technician, a higher quality of technician, just immediately. And that then allowed audio video to make this another logarithmic leap, this time on the audio video side, into more diverse systems, more sophisticated systems. We began doing more telephone data, cabling work, and then 9/11 happened,
uh-huh.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But because we were very firmly entrenched in the security world then, we took another huge logarithmic jump in customer base and the kinds of systems we were asked to install and service. And it's really good. Unfortunate that incident caused it, but because we were poised take advantage of the demands from the consumers and the businesses, we could take advantage of that.
It sounds like I was going to ask you what would be your one great piece of advice to offer to companies that want to stay relevant as long as you guys have and be in a leadership position. It sounds like that answer is going to be that recurring revenue stream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as we moved into the security world more heavily, we took on a contract monitoring service in Dallas so that we didn't have that overhead. We let somebody else have that overhead. So we were able to sell fire alarm monitoring because we've always done a lot of fire alarm work. So we could sell fire alarm monitoring as well as commercial security monitoring. And we targeted commercial businesses rather than the residential. We let what we classed as the burglar alarm companies in town duke it out, the zero down, no profit, home security business. And so we differentiated ourselves to the customers by saying we're a security company. These other people are burglar alarm companies. And that became our differentiator and let us charge a slightly higher but very fair rate for monitoring or systems, and it gave us that recurring monthly revenue.
That's interesting. So that, you know, there's a book I read back when I was in college called Positioning. It was written by two guys by the name of Al Rise and Jack Trout. I don't know if you ever read that book, but exactly what you just said is what they say is the whole theme of the book, and that is the best way to kill your competition is to reposition them. And so that's exactly what you did. You by talking about you're a security company, they're a burglar alarm company, is exactly what you did. You repositioned your competition, which automatically positioned yourself as above them. And there's really no recovery from that unless they knew, how you were doing it. That's a great
Right.
marketing,
We
yeah.
position the customer, I mean, position the competitors
Right, that's what, exactly
without
what you
them
did.
knowing it.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did. You repositioned the competition. And I don't, did you ever read that book, or is this just inherent logic in your marketing brain?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you read the book Positioning, or is this just logical marketing brain from you
It was.
speaking from?
In our case, it was just logical marketing seemed to us because we were looking for that differentiator. Well, we did very little residential work. It was commercial work. And so we looked for how do we explain to the commercial customer that we're a commercial business, a commercial provider versus a residential provider. But the idea of saying commercial versus residential didn't seem to do it. And so we took it one step further and we talked about various terminologies we could use. And it's just sort of the West Texas marketing, I guess you could call it. We decided, okay, they're the burglar alarm companies. We'll let them duke it out. And we would explain to the customers in terms of there's a large lake out here. And you've got a lot of burglar alarm companies that make up this lake. And we're the small pool on one side of the lake here. We're still, and we're a deep pool, and we're doing it differently. The rest of them are over here duking it out in this big lake, and they're welcome to it. We have our own little pool over here with small, quiet, deep eddies. And that it worked.
Yeah, it definitely did. In fact, the only time I've ever been to Lubbock, Texas in my entire life was to go visit you. So it is kind of like a little island out there, but your brand and your reputation and your following there is sort of legendary. And now hopefully you'll be a legend in the industry because you've gotten this award, which is a recognized thing that everyone strives for, and I congratulate you for that. I do have one more question for you. You answered the question is how you kind of survived and what your sort of unique positioning was, that recurring revenue stream, the thing that you sort of demanded for the company growth. But if you were giving advice to our listener, and we have someone on here who's listening that's in their 20s, and you want to give them one piece of advice that would allow them to last in this industry as long as you have and be as successful as you have, what would that be?
Think outside the box. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it that way. And as long as you're constantly thinking outside the box and thinking the competitors are doing it direction A, how can I do it counter to that? How can I go direction B? How can I work counter-cyclical? How can I sell counter-cyclically? What can I do to differentiate myself from the competitors by finding a newer way to do it, a better way to do it, a faster way to do it that other people haven't thought of? And so constantly be thinking outside the box. And I think that's been the primary key to my personal business success is being able to think outside the box. In
Well,
fact, my wife constantly jokes saying, okay, back over here. Get back in the box. The box is over here. Now we need to talk about things. Back in the box. So that is the family joke because we worked together for many years.
Well, congratulations. I appreciate your taking the time and your advice,
Certainly.
and I know that everybody will appreciate as much as I do. And I don't know. Do you are you heading to InfoComm this year? Will we get to see you at InfoComm?
I hope to make InfoComm this year. I do.
Good. Well,
I'm actually transitioning to grow a couple of my other electronics businesses that aren't necessarily related to InfoComm, but I hope to go to get some ideas on how to grow these others.
Well, I hope I get a chance to see you at InfoComm. Again, congratulations. Of course, for those of you who don't know about James and you want to learn more about his company, go to ravepub.com, check out the article. It's NSCA announced his 2016 winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award, and we just spoke to him, James Beckham. James, congratulations. You're going to be recognized this Saturday, I think, at their 18th Annual Business and Leadership Conference in Dallas. So are you driving there? Is that what you're doing right now in the car?
We are driving. We're most of the way there. So I look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, have fun in Dallas. Again, congratulations. And when I know everyone will appreciate the advice. So have a good
day. Okay, thanks, Gary. Look forward to seeing you at InfoComm.
I look forward to seeing you, and thanks for listening, everybody. We have been listening to my daily rants and raves, and keep listening. We got a lot more people to talk to and a lot more to discuss as we move closer and closer to InfoComm 2016 in just a few months.